Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming mostly sunny, lower 80s, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, mid-60s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s, with wind gusts at 20. Tomorrow night, clear skies, mid-60s. For Friday, isolated showers and thunderstorms, we'll see highs at 85. Right now, it's 55.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Another Kansas school district closed until next week due to the rising number of COVID-19 cases and staff shortages. St. John Hunson USD 350 in South Central Kansas announced on Facebook that schools would be closed for this week and there would be no remote learning or meals served. Our news partners at KTV report that the district's statement on social media said that school and school activities will resume this coming Monday. COVID testing for students will be available on a limited basis. Fire officials who responded to the Kansas State Fairgrounds yesterday morning contained a fire underneath the grandstand. KWCH-TV reports that a subsequent investigation found that the cause of that fire was a faulty extension cord at a vendor space occupied by European Leather. Bystanders used fire extinguishers to knock down the flames before firefighters arrived. Damage was limited to that booth space and no injuries were reported. Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt says that sharp spikes in natural gas prices last winter appear to violate Kansas law, and he's seeking outside legal help to investigate them. Our news partners at KTV report that Schmidt's office said this week it's looking to retain a law firm with expertise in the natural gas marketplace to help investigate with any potential civil litigation aimed at enforcing the state's anti-profiteering law. Schmidt said in a news release that state law prohibits unjustified price increases for necessary goods and services during a declared state of disaster emergency. Former U.S. Senator and Kansas native son Bob Dole took time to remember and tweet out about the passing of comedian Norm MacDonald yesterday. MacDonald died after a 9-year fight with cancer. MacDonald portrayed Dole from Kansas on Saturday Night Live. Dole tweeted out, "Norm MacDonald was a great talent, and I loved laughing with him on Saturday Night Live." Mid-America Network News.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. The number of new COVID-19 cases leveled off in Nebraska last week, but experts say cases will likely continue to rise in the weeks ahead. Nebraska reported 5,313 new virus cases in the week that ended Friday. That's down slightly from the previous week, but more than 20 times higher than the cases per week Nebraska was reporting in late June. Dr. James Lawler, an infectious disease expert at the University of Nebraska's Medical Center Global Center for Health Security, said he doesn't think Nebraska or the nation is past the peak of this latest surge. Creighton University plans to invest $37 million in a new residence hall for freshmen that will be the Catholic institution's first new dormitory since 06. The new dorm will be built a few blocks east of the new $75 million C.L. Werner Center for Health Sciences Education that will house Creighton's School of Medicine. Mid-America Network News.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Southern School District patrons in Wymore Blue Springs turned down a proposal that would have improved elementary facilities, with 60% voting no on a mail-in ballot tallied Tuesday. The unofficial totals showed nearly 47% of registered voters responded, with 408 voting no and 277 voting yes. Again, the Southern School bond issue was defeated on a 3-2 margin. Release of Marysville Police Chief Todd Ackerman remains a topic in the community as citizens took to social media to show support. Many questioned what was behind a decision that came as a surprise at Monday night's meeting when several dozen residents rose to speak in support of Ackerman. No additional formal comments were made Tuesday, just confirmation that the personnel matter was not criminal in nature. Mayor Jason Barnes at the meeting Monday replied, "We cannot comment," to a direct question as to what prompted the decision. It does appear, however, to be related to an action by the council in recent months clarifying that the city administrator has full authority to hire and fire all city staff with exception of appointed positions. Councilman Terry Hughes had requested an attorney general opinion of that matter after consulting with Kansas League of Municipalities. That request was denied on a council vote earlier. A special executive session of a council held August 31st for discussion, including personnel, is also believed to be related. It was reported that Ackerman has sought legal counsel. Marshall County Commissioners last week approved a 40% commitment of $261,000 toward a Kansas Department of Transportation cost share grant that could fund development of North 11th Terrace north of Pizzot and CanEquip in Marysville. That site is being considered for a new jail construction and would also serve as business park development. A previous grant application with a 20% commitment was not approved. Public Works is working on a Kansas Local Bridge Program grant that will assist construction and cost of materials for a low-use structure. The grant is for $150,000, and if a bridge from current inventory can be removed, Marshall County could qualify for an additional $50,000. They will bring back recommendations. Asphalt millings put down on the Farmers Cooperative Road appear to be doing well. The road department will do the same process north of Axtell. A committee's been formed looking into construction of a county park in Blue Rapids. They made a proposal to county commissioners. Washington County Commissioners' meeting last week was mostly routine business. The health department presented a COVID update advising initial vaccinations continue, and a list for boosters is being taken. Nemahal County Commissioners reviewed a draft of a 22 budget suggesting changes. Discussion was held with various department heads concerning the budget. They also met with interim county health officer Nikki Kime, who will share office space in the Pioneer Building with Nemahal County Community Health Services. She's setting up a multi-county operated health department with the recent departure of longtime administrator Jane Sunderland. Kimes assisting on an hourly basis with a monthly budget, but is not seeking a long-term arrangement, part or full-time. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week continued discussion on proposed wind regulation amendments, which were presented in a document highlighting changes proposed by planning and zoning, and those proposed by the board to be approved, disapproved, or amended for inclusion or deletion in a second draft. Each change was discussed. If changes were satisfactory to all present, no action was taken. If there were additional changes proposed during discussion, a motion was made to approve the additional changes to the second draft.
The regulations will be referred to the county attorney for review. Pawnee County Commissioners, September 7th, approved the 2022 budget with no comments coming during a public hearing. The nearly $9.6 million budget reflects a 10.49% increase year over year, with property valuations increasing $18.6 million to over $785 million. The tax levy will be 29.49 mils in Pawnee County, representing a 3.5 mil increase over last year. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Ritz chicken, rice, asparagus, and pineapple. Tomorrow, fish, potato wedges, coleslaw, and fruited jello. Jay Fry, age 68, of Haddam, passed away September 9th. Private service to be held at a later date with the Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Jay Fry. Dennis A. Hartley, age 64, of Marysville, passed away September 7th. No services planned at this time, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Dennis Hartley. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, this cold front across the central, east, central parts of the Midwest will continue to push off towards the east-southeast. As we head through the day, high-pressure system moves in behind it, bringing sunny skies, dry weather across the area as we head through the day tonight, continuing into tomorrow. We have another low that will bring chances for some showers and thunderstorms as we get into Friday, some areas into Friday night. Otherwise, temperatures will see lower 80s, so cooler behind this front. We will warm back up into the upper 80s starting tomorrow. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, lower 80s. Winds will be from the southeast between 10 and 15. Tonight, clear, mid-60s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 65. For Friday, isolated showers and storms. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-September, 82. Record high on this date hit century mark. The average low, 58. The record low, 33. Sunset this evening, 7:36. Sunrise in the morning at 7:09. We had a short 20 hundredths of an inch of rain with off and on showers yesterday. 55 degrees at sunrise this morning. Clear skies in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 15th of September. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Call now and get started on important, rewarding work. Cambridge Place in Marysville is now hiring evening and night shift, certified nurse aides, and certified medication aides. Weekend and holiday rotations, excellent pay and health insurance, upward mobility, teamwork, and appreciation by coworkers, supervisors, residents, and families. Get $1,000 sign-on bonus for full-time. Call now, Cambridge Place, 562-5321.
September 12th through the 18th is Assisted Living Week, and Colonial Acres invites everyone to come and see for themselves how enjoyable life can be in a setting where the ones you care about can have the independence they want with the assistance they require. Colonial Acres in Humboldt. Caring is what we do best.
Another team reaches 90 wins and new hope for the Cardinals in the competitive National League playoff race. Hi, everyone. I'm Derek Dennis reporting on sports. The American League East leading Rays use the long ball to cool off the surging Blue Jays north of the border.
Fly ball deep in the air to right field. Way up there, Hernandez to the bullpens. Gone!
The Call on WDAE, Brandon Leo, and G-Man Choi each homered for Tampa, while Drew Rasmussen combined with four relievers to pitch a three-hit shutout. The Rays topped the Blue Jays 2-0 to become the Majors' third team to reach the 90-win mark. In Baltimore, the balls were jumping off the Yankees' bats early and often.
Swung on and hit in the air to right field and deep. That ball is high. Hit is far. That is gone. A two-run home run, a Judgian blast.
On WFAN, the Yanks pounded the Orioles 7-2. The win moves New York into a tie with the Blue Jays for the first AL wild card spot. Don't look now. The Cardinals are back in the thick of the National League playoff race.
The 2-0 pitch for Edmundo Sosa. A swing and a base hit to left field. The Cardinals lead. Molina scores, stopping at second, Rondon.
On KMOX, Edmundo Sosa's single, part of a three-run 11th-inning rally for the Redbirds. The Cards held off a furious rally in the bottom of the 11th to outlast the Mets 7-6. St. Louis has won four straight, vault into the second NL wildcard spot with a half-game lead over the Reds. Out west, there was no post-celebration hangover for the Giants.
He swings it to high drive deep left field. Profar back at the wall. It is gone up into the bleachers.
On KNBR, a night after they became the first team in the majors to clinch a playoff spot, San Fran followed up with another rout of the Padres 6-1. I'm Derek Dennis.
Friday Night Football. Join KNDY as we broadcast the home opener, Marysville hosting Rock Creek, and our Friday feature game, Valley Heights hosting Horton. Cape Prep's pregame starts at 6, TVL Roundup at 6:30, 6:45 pregame, and 7 o'clock kickoff. Marysville live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on KNDYradio.com and our free mobile app. Kansas State Saturday, 11 a.m. pregame. Kansas Saturday, 1:30 pregame, live on KNDY.
For Truck Driver Appreciation Week, Hummus Trucking Incorporated recognizes all truck drivers for their strong constitution, commitment to safety, dedication to service, and periods of personal sacrifice. Thank you from Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Higher commodity prices contributing to a sharp increase in U.S. net farm income in 2021, but under current policies, farm income could drop again in 2022 as government payments decline and production expenses rise. That according to the September University of Missouri Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute September Baseline Report. In 2022, FAPRI predicts net farm income declines by $23 billion. Net cash income falls even more sharply. Reduced government payments and higher production expenses explain the decline, as there is little net change in farm receipts. In later years, projected net farm income remains fairly steady in nominal terms, just under $100 billion each year. Rising asset value, slower growth in debt reduces the sector's debt-to-asset ratio in 21 and 22, temporarily reversing the trend of previous years. Lower projected farm income could halt the rise in farm real estate values in 2023, and the debt-to-asset ratio again begins to increase. Tax advisor Keiko Isom welcoming the proposed tax package that would drop previously suggested changes to the stepped-up basis. Now, while the legislation is far from the finish line, the proposal is far from final. Keiko's tax advisors noting that the proposed language includes changes that could significantly impact many farmers and ranchers. The firm says farmers and ranchers need to evaluate and address potential tax impacts before the end of the year. Other changes include accelerating the reversion of prior estate tax rates and estate tax exemptions will have on the potential to affect farmers without adjustments. Now, according to Keiko tax advisors, there are opportunities to avoid some anticipated negative effect with proper year-end planning. A spokesman said every farmer and other agriculture business owner should be talking with their tax advisors and legal counsel today to evaluate the proposed changes in the bill. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Happy Wednesday morning as we start off. Markets opening up in just a little bit. Had at least a better day yesterday than what we've seen over the last really week or so in the markets, as we saw a lot of green on the board for the corn and wheat. Soybeans trailed higher for the most of the day, dipped down just a little bit towards the end of trading, but still not too bad. Livestock even had a green day throughout most of the day yesterday as well. December corn wrapped up on a Tuesday, 7 points higher to 520 and a quarter. The March corn up by 6 and a quarter to 528 and a quarter. Wheat, as we mentioned, KC wheat had a really good day yesterday. December up by 15 and a half yesterday to 701 and three quarters. The March was up by 15 and a half to 710 and a half. Soybeans yesterday, we trended higher for most of the day. Saw a little bit of red at the end of trading, but still not too terribly bad. As we can write it off as a success, I think, for the most part. November soybeans down 2 1/4 to 1282 1/2. The January soybeans were down 1 3/4 to 1291 3/4. Meal struggled for most of the day yesterday and saw that at the end of closing as well, with October meal down 3 1/2 yesterday to 3.38 even. The December meal was down 3 40 cents to 3.41 80 cents. Oil, however, did have a decent day yesterday, with October up by 94 cents for soybean oil to 56.74. December oil was up by 88 cents to 56.87. So not too bad on that front. Canola had a strong push throughout the day and wrapped up relatively strong as well, with November canola up by $10.60 to 8.72 and 30 cents. The January was up by 10.20 yesterday to 8.63 even. So a strong ending for those guys. Cotton had a good day yesterday as well, with October cotton up by 55 cents to 94.96. December cotton was up in the green by 85 cents yesterday to 93.66. So we'll see what markets do when they open up in just a little bit today. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
On September 17th, everyone at Auburn Auto Center asked listeners to please fly the American flag in honor of the military men and women who suffered as prisoners of war and those who are still missing in action. From all your friends at Auburn Auto Center, find them at 2314 J Street in Auburn. Hunter's Headquarters honors the American military personnel who are or have been missing in action or prisoners of war. This great nation is wondrously free today because of them and the sacrifices they made on behalf of all Americans. From the patriotic staff at Hunter's Headquarters in Auburn, veteran established and veteran run.
Is nature sending us clues about the upcoming winter? We will tell you which signs to watch for on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com. or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 15th, the 258th day of the year. Actor Tommy Lee Jones has a birthday, and mystery writer Agatha Christie was born on this day in 1890. Fall doesn't arrive for another week, but it's about this time of year that folks start looking for signs about the upcoming winter. A narrow colored band on the woolly bear caterpillar, an abundance of acorns, or especially active squirrels are some well-known predictors of a harsh winter. Here's a few you may not have heard of. Thick hair on the nape of a cow's neck, woodpeckers sharing a tree, ants marching in a line, or hornets building nests unusually high. And don't forget the legend of the persimmon. If its seeds are spoon-shaped, expect a lot of snow. A knife-shaped predicts better cold, and a fork shape predicts a mild winter ahead. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. Sunshine back, 55 degrees. Highs around 80 on tap today. Intermittent brief showers yesterday. We yielded just shy of 20 hundredths of an inch here at the studios in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Last night's game between the Wichita Wind Surge and the Arkansas Travelers suspended due to rainfall. That happened in the top of the fifth inning. Arkansas led 4-1 when the tarp was put on the field, and the game will be picked up from that point. Yesterday's game set to be restarted at 4:30 this afternoon and played to completion at 9 innings. Today's regularly scheduled game will be a 7-inning game and take place 30 minutes after the conclusion of the first game. The Kansas City Royals did not get rained out, but they definitely rained on the Oakland A's parade. Salvador Perez hit a go-ahead 3-run homer in the 6th inning. The Kansas City bullpen bailed out starter Jackson Cower, and the Royals rallied from an early 6-run hole to beat Oakland 10-7. Oakland has dropped 3 in a row now. The series continues this evening at Kauffman Stadium, first pitch at 7:10. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights feature Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on KNDY.
KNDY.
If I send you roses for no reason at all, out of the blue I stop and give you a call. Once in a while, it's breakfast in bed, and then pull the covers back up over our head. If I call in sick just to stay home with you, I want you to know I do what I do. I will say what I can't express, but I want you to know, girl, I'm doing my best. Oh, I'm just a man, that's the way I was made. I'm not too good at saying what you need me to say. It's always right there on the tip of my tongue. It might go unsaid, but it won't go undone. So when those three little words come so easy to you, I hope you know what I mean when I say me too. If you should wake up
and catch me watching you sleep. And I break the silence by kissing your cheek. If I whisper something you don't understand, don't make me repeat it. I don't know if I can.
Every day I miss you so much. Oh, my pretty little Indiana, are you lonesome tonight? Oh, my pretty little Indiana, I'll find you anywhere. Sweetest night I ever spent was being held in your embrace. You're such a gentle soul, it's killing me to know.